There's some weeks that it's just harder to believe that the kingdom of heaven is near. This week seemed like one of those to me, just looking through the headlines, over 300,000 people in Spain and France have fled fires that are ripping through their countries. And then closer to home, lightning strikes and dry conditions have caused no less than 37 wildfires actively going in Washington and Oregon alone. A seaplane crashed in the San Juans. Unfortunately, everyone is alive, but several are injured and hospitalized. And at a Pride celebration in Berlin just yesterday, a vehicle was driven into a crowd of people who had gathered simply to celebrate being alive, killing at least one person and injuring many, many more. And then just this morning, Israeli settlers set fires to mosques and cars and farmland in Palestine. There's plenty more stories like this. But honestly, this was enough to make me feel depressed. So if you ever find yourself coming up empty-handed when you're out there looking for God's reign, you are not alone. Me too. But for my own peace of mind, it is worth noticing where Jesus goes looking for God's reign. We hear him over and over in our gospel reading to say, the kingdom of heaven is like. It's like X, Y, and Z. But he doesn't look for it in an army, power. He doesn't look for it in a palace or in material wealth. No. He sees it in a field. He sees it in a kitchen. And yes, he definitely sees it in other places too. But if we talked about each one of these parables, we would be here all day. And I assume some of you would like to do something other than church at some point today. So we'll keep it focused. The empire of heaven, he says, is like a mustard seed. He says the smallest of seeds. As an aside, it's not really the smallest seed. There are many, many alternative explanations for what this could possibly mean, but it don't really matter. All we need to know is that it's small. It's a small seed, and someone sows it in a field. Jesus also says that the empire of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took and hid. Yes, hid, not mixed. The Greek is much more subversive than our English translations that we get. She hid it in 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Now, for perspective, since I am not an ancient baker, and I assume you are all not ancient bakers, 3 measures is about 50 pounds. So this lady is not making a small little loaf of bread at home. Amy Jill Levine points out that hiding, just like the yeast itself, can carry a negative connotation in Scripture. But it doesn't for Jesus right here. Here, it's the hiding that leads to something wonderful, just like with that mustard seed. Whatever the woman is doing, it will come to light. Now, you can't do much with a seed or a little bit of yeast on its own. But if you give them time, give them some dark, take care of them a bit, and the movement from seed to plant, from yeast to bread, produces something much more than the sum of its parts. Each is something desirable, something you could gain much from. And I think that's the scandal of these 2 parables. God's reign doesn't arrive with great fanfare. It's buried. It's hidden. And yet, it becomes unavoidable anyway. At least, it will become unavoidable in God's time, which is important. It's not our time. It's not the news cycle's time. And I find that very comforting. You see, there is a tradition within the context of Jewish morning and evening prayer to recite the Shema, which begins, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." And it's customary, while reciting this prayer, that you cover your eyes with your right hand. Now, some have said that it helps to block out distractions so you can really focus on the prayer. But for me, I really resonate with the teachings of a 17th century rabbi, Yitzhakar Frond. Now, he taught that we cover our eyes because it would be difficult to express complete faith in God while looking at the pain in the world around us. Now, if you cover your eyes, I don't know if it actually blocks out all distraction with prayer or really allows us to believe in God more readily. But what I do know is that it heightens your other senses and allows glimmers of God's reign already growing in the world to be experienced. When I cover my eyes, I can hear birds chirping, sometimes flapping their wings, landing on the bushes and trees outside my windows. When I cover my eyes, I can feel the gentle breeze blow across my face. And I can hear that same breeze rustle leaves and branches. And then I begin to realize how the empire of heaven might be like a mustard seed that is grown into a great tree that offers shade and a home to many. When I cover my eyes, I can smell neighbors cooking, the delicious smells that waft from their world into mine. And then I begin to realize how the empire of heaven might just be like yeast that leads to delicious smelling baked bread. And since 3 measures of flour would yield about 100 loaves of bread, I can even better understand the empire of heaven as one that feeds those who are hungry. Now, none of that fixes the wildfires. It doesn't fix what happened in Berlin last night or any of the other problems in the world. But it's a reminder about how the seed and the yeast are working anyway. They may be hidden. They may be small, maybe easy to miss if we're not paying attention, but they are no less real for it. And my favorite theologian, Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, wrote to his young cousin who worried that she wasn't becoming who she was meant to be fast enough. Above all, he told her, trust in the slow work of God. We are impatient people. We want the tree grown, the bread baked, and the world put right today. But we have to trust God. The seed is already in the ground. The yeast is already hidden in the flour. So cover your eyes this week if you have to, and listen for what God is raising up.